I wonder if you've had the situation in your lives, I'm sure this has happened many a time, where you're out and about, perhaps out in West Kilbride, or you're out in Saltcoats, or up in Glasgow, and you start off and you've been dragged by your husband or your wife or your mum or your dad or your granny or grandpa to go round the shops, and that happens, doesn't it? And you've been dragged round the shops and suddenly you realise it's 1:30. And you think, I really do need something to eat. And so you think, right, we need to go somewhere to get something to eat. And there's tons of places to get things to eat, isn't there? From McDonald's to Burger King to Marks and Spencer's, if you're posh. All these different kinds of places. But one of the places that becomes really popular over the last number of years is Greg's the Baker. And it's become really, really popular. It started in Newcastle and it's expanded from there. And in 2019, in January 2019, so just over a year ago, Greg's launched a new product. And it perhaps didn't look like a new product, but it was very, very different. I'm, of course, talking about the vegan sausage roll. And the vegan sausage roll, has anyone tried one? You're not going to admit it. Oh, one or two. Okay, vegan sausage roll. Meant to be really nice, seemingly. And it's been credited with giving Greg's really big profits in the past year or so. And so from becoming a really niche thing, suddenly being a vegan and eating a plant-based diet has become really popular in the past few years in particular. There have been lots of cookbooks created around a vegan diet. Celebrities have taken it up. Even a couple of the footballers that I know at Kilmarnock decided to become vegan. I don't think it helped their performance on the pitch. From being something that's really niche, it's become something that's really popular trend. So much so, there's been an explosion of vegan foods that have been produced. You now go into supermarkets and there is, you know, the vegan section, and hence the Greg's vegan sausage roll. And now there is the Greg's vegan steak bake. I've got no idea what's in that. You'll have to go and try it for yourself. And no, I am not on commission. Now, I don't want to make too much comment on the ethics of being a vegan or a vegetarian for that matter. But people often want to become a vegan or a vegetarian because they feel that will improve their health, don't they? They feel that it will make them look better or feel better in their health. Now in our reading today, we have the situation where we have some young men who are taken from Jerusalem and they are brought to Babylon to serve King Nebuchadnezzar. And included in this group were four men: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And they are brought from Jerusalem to Babylon, and they're brought to the king's palace in Babylon, because they have shown a real aptitude for learning, and they are to be taught various different things, so that eventually they can be brought into the royal court and act as advisors to the king. And so Daniel and his three friends are really much the cream of the crop. They are the ones who are really, really clever. And that's spotted, and they're going to be trained up, and eventually they're going to be the king's advisors. And so a program is set up for a period of time to prepare those who have come from Jerusalem to serve in the court of King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, one of the things that those who were training were expected to do was to eat the royal food and drink the royal wine. But Daniel resolves not to eat the royal food. Now, the reason that he does not want to do this is he does not want to defile himself. When people were taken from their own land, as these young men were taken from Israel, from Jerusalem, and brought to Babylon, they were often given new names to take away their identity. And we see that with Daniel and his friends. Daniel's given the name Belteshazzar. His other friends are given the names Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And if you can't remember that, boys, just remember it as my shack, your shack, and a bungalow. That's the easiest way to remember it. So they are given new names, and the reason is to try and take away their identity. It's to try and bring them fully in line with Babylonian culture. And this is what is happening with Daniel and the others. What they're trying to do is try to make them forget where they've come from, to forget the past. But Daniel was a Jew. He served the Lord God. He didn't serve any of the idols in Babylon. And the food that they were to be served, this royal food, had probably been offered before by idols. It certainly wouldn't have been prepared in a kosher way. And so Daniel seeks for permission to not defile himself in this way. He asks for permission from the officials. Now note here that as Daniel makes this stand, that he goes through the right channels. He doesn't just decide, look, I'm not going to eat anything. He doesn't decide, you know, I'm just going to go on hunger strike. What does he do? He speaks to the official, and when the official's a bit uncertain about it, because he thinks he's going to get into trouble, he then speaks to the guard, and he tries to go through it the right way. And when the official is afraid, and the guard's a bit uncertain, Daniel tries to find a way that will give a time of trial. And so instead of eating the royal food, Daniel and the three others with him eat only vegetables for 10 days. Now, to some of you this morning, that sounds horrendous, doesn't it? Who would want to eat vegetables and only vegetables for 10 days? But that's what they decide to do. It's a vegan diet, pretty much. Now, it's well known, isn't it, that a diet consisting only of vegetables is sometimes not the best in terms of nutrition, is it? There is nutritionists here, okay, dieticians can tell us these things. It's very hard to get your protein allowance from just eating vegetables. And so after the 10 days trial, these four men, Daniel and his friends, should have looked worse than the other men who were eating all this lovely royal food. But they didn't. They looked better than those who'd been eating the royal food. They were healthier and they were better nourished. And so the guard sees that they look better, that they're better nourished, and he takes away the rest of their royal food, and they're able to continue eating only vegetables. Now, there are two questions that arise from this morning that I just want to go over very, very briefly. The first thing is, why would Daniel and the others want to do this vegetarian diet? Why would they want to do such a thing? And the second thing is, why did they look better than the others after 10 days? Why was that the case? Because they shouldn't have done. So why did they look better than the other people who'd been eating the royal food? Well, the simple reason that Daniel and the others went on this diet of only vegetables was not to look better. That's why we go on any kind of diet, isn't it? To look better. I know you look great this morning, but you know, we could look better at times, couldn't we? You go on a diet to look better. They didn't go on this vegetarian diet to look better in their Instagram profile picture if they had such things in those days. The primary reason for keeping away from the royal food and for eating vegetables was to honour God. You see, in this foreign land and in this foreign culture, they wanted to put God first, to remember that He was their priority, to honour God first and foremost. And as they did honour God, it's good for us to see what happened, isn't it? Because as they honoured God, what happens? God honours them. They look better than the others, better nourished, healthier after the 10 days. And when they finally enter the king's service after their time of preparation, none was to be found their equal. They're wiser than all the others. God honoured them because Daniel and the others had put him first. You see, in our own lives, we all make choices. Choices as to what subjects to do at school, choices as to what career path to take, choices even as to the type of food that we eat. We all have a choice as to what and who to put first in our lives. Daniel made his choice. He decided to put God first. It would have been very easy for him. Oh, well, there's the royal food. I'll just eat that. I'll forget about the past. I'll forget about where I've come from. I'll forget about the Lord God. But Daniel made a choice to put God first. And by putting God first, God honored Daniel. And we too have a choice as to whether to put God first in our lives. He certainly wants us to. He longs for us to put him first in our lives. And we can be assured that when we do put him first, when we do honor him, then he will honor us. He will remember us, just as he remembered Daniel and his friends. Now that's not to say that life will be a breeze. Just put God first and life will be a breeze. It wasn't for Daniel, if you know the story of Daniel. And God does not promise it will be for us, that life will be a breeze and just a smooth path. But we can be assured, when we put God first in our lives, that God will be with us. And it'll always be worth it to put God first and foremost in our lives. You see, God might not call us just to eat vegetables. Phew, that's a good thing, isn't it? He might not call us to be a vegan. But he does call us to remember him. You see, so often in our lives, we do forget about God, don't we? The others from Jerusalem, who'd been brought with Daniel and his friends, they went ahead. They enjoyed the royal food. I'm sure that very quickly they forgot about God. They'd forgotten about the life that was behind. Instead, they enjoyed the life that they were living now. And sometimes in our lives, we can be like that, can't we? We can live just for the now. We can live just for getting on with our lives. We can just, you know, be so busy with our lives and our jobs that we forget about God. But God wants us to remember him because he wants what's best for us. You see, when you look at this story of Daniel and his friends, it worked out well for Daniel, didn't it? He honored God. God honored him. And so I ask you today, where's your priority? Is it putting yourself first, your own desires first, doing your own thing? Or is it remembering God? Because I want to assure you today, when you put God first, when you honor him first and foremost, then all will be well. Might not be a breeze, but all will be well. God is asking each one of us this morning to put him first, to honor him, not to forget about him, because he has not forgotten about us. Shall we just pray together? Let's pray. Loving Lord God, we thank you for this story of Daniel and his friends, and we thank you for the way that he wanted to honor you and to put you first in his life, even if that meant eating vegetables and not eating the royal food. Lord God, in our own lives, we recognize that often we can put ourselves first. We can put our desires first, or we can be so busy in our lives that we don't think about eternal things, that we don't think about you at all. But Lord God, we thank you that when we put you first in our lives, when we remember you and when we serve you, then we can be assured that you're the God who is there for us and who remembers us. And we thank you, Lord God, that when we honor you, then you honor us. And we can be assured that whilst life might not be a breeze, that at the end of time all will be well. And we will know fullness of life when we honor you and when we serve you. So loving Lord God, we ask that you would speak to us through your word this day, we pray. For we pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.